shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about as we slowly but surely pull ourselves out of this pit of muck that has been affecting my, literally my ability to make a living, this laryngitis that even as of Sunday, actually even as of last night was still, and you can still hear it, bedeviling the voice a little bit. And I can only tell you that there's a summer virus that's going around. People are getting hit differently, but it's definitely one of those summers that this hasn't been like any summer I've ever had. You know.
Well, you're croaking it out. It's way different.
Well, I'm croaking it out is right. However, I think it's getting better, but it's the slowest process of getting rid of a laryngitis or bronchitis that I've ever been through in my life. So, and you can well imagine that's like a it's an occupational hazard. Nonetheless, here we are, and very, very grateful to be here. And we're here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. We've got a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And if we don't do it, who is going to do it? Because that's where that's at, and I don't want to get any further into it. I'm going to be paneling at the National Association of Broadcasters, and it will be on that particular day that I will fire all cannons at the broadcasters in attendance.
Really?
Yeah, I'm kidding. Although, wouldn't that be fun? Well, I may drop a couple of insolent remarks. Anyway, the violence in London seems to be coming to an end. We're going to talk with Bobby and Steve Dooley, a couple from the San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles, who've just returned from 2 weeks visiting the United Kingdom, and we're right in the middle of it. Right in the middle of this spate of domestic violence, if you will, that occurred in Great Britain, and they're going to talk to us about it. Plus, Vernon Dozier is going to join us to discuss motivating his athletes and the forthcoming school year. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And in our affiliate spotlight tonight on WDTW in Detroit, that's where we are. We're on WDTW in Detroit and also in Woodward, Oklahoma, brand new affiliate KMZE, and you can also listen to us and watch us at philhendryshow.com, where right now we're on Phil TV and HD, high-definition video on your computer screen. It's a beautiful picture, and behind me, the rolling El Pacifico surf, and we also had some DDR roll earlier of the Santa Susana Historic Pass Park, otherwise known as the former site of Spahn Ranch.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you know people that are into that stuff, you find that you're out taking pictures of those things. 877-876-PHIL, the number, and coming on with us from Western Estates, California, to talk about being in the midst of this very, very, this ugly and unfortunate and heartbreaking series of events in the United Kingdom, in London, Bobby and Steve Dooley. And Bobby, how are you?
We're a little bit shaken, Phil.
I can imagine.
But we're doing well, and we're so very, very grateful to be back in the United States. And we're not saying that the United States is perfect, but given what the good people of Great Britain are going through right now, I guess I'd just rather be here.
No, I don't blame you at all.
Than over there.
Tell us what your original plan was, the fact you did cut your vacation short. You were going over for what?
We were going over, Phil, for the wedding of one of Steve's workers, a young man that works for Steve, who had married a young lady from Wiltshire, Steve? Yeah, a little town called Wiltshire, and they were getting married. We'd gone over for the wedding, and indeed the wedding was a week ago on Sunday, and we decided to stay for another, week and a half. And we decided to relocate up into London. And that's where we were. We were staying over at the Tower Hotel, which is near the Tower of London. We got the first reports that there was some trouble this past weekend, Saturday. Steve came in. You'd been to...
This breakfast has been out of paper. And everything like that.
Oh, yeah, he had seen it.
He saw what? You saw in the news, sir?
Well, I saw the newspaper and seen a smoke.
Steve came in and told me that he saw smoke. He heard sirens. he saw a lot of police cars, Steve.
Yeah, a lot of
police
cars. If you've ever heard about it.
Police cars in Great Britain. Do that again, Steve.
Don't do that.
Well, yeah, the police cars in the United States, I think, are taking to, have taken to doing that as well. It's a siren that they used in Europe, and we didn't use it here in the United States.
What is that, Steve?
Well, they go, because it's the England.
No, I understand that. What I guess I was trying to say is I think that that type of siren cuts through noise, or it can be heard easier than the, you know, the one that we have.
Yeah, here in the United States, we have the siren that, well, Phil, you just said it, Phil, probably better than I can.
Yeah, it's just kind of like a wailing siren.
Yeah, it goes like, and then the other, but one thing too, Mr. Henry, the Doppler effect. He was talking about
the Doppler effect.
No, I know about the Doppler effect. What I'd like to do, yeah, you mean the Doppler effect when the noise gets closer to you?
Yeah, do it, Steve.
And it's not a Doppler.
Okay, great. But that's not really what we're talking about.
No, it's not. I guess in a lot of ways, Phil, we've been trying to find some humor in a lot of what has happened because after going through a very traumatic experience in witnessing this beautiful city of London, and it really is a gorgeous, gorgeous city. It
really is, yeah.
Have you been there?
Yes, I have a few times, and I love London. It's a great city. It's historic. Like you say, it's got all of the big city things to do, the great restaurants, a lot of history, and I like it. If I had the money, I'd love to have a flat?
Yeah, they call it a flat. They call it a flat.
They call the apartment a flat.
They call it a flat. I told him already, Steve, and my husband and I, we've been through a lot, Phil. And
well, I can imagine.
When we got home, we were greeted by people in our own community, people here at Western Estates, parents of the children of our kids' friends, and I was absolutely devastated by their reactions to Steve and I as we shared what we'd been through.
And what do you mean?
I mean, there wasn't one bit of sympathy. There wasn't any understanding. We were met with recrimination. Now, let me explain to you what happened. The looting took place, Steve, on the very first night, right?
Yeah.
We went out onto the Strand, which is a main east-west artery. And we had gone out because it looked as if the police, or either the police had gotten things under control, or the crowds, the looters, had moved further to the west. So we went out walking, and there were a number of other people sort of following along in the wake of what was going on.
And you were not worried? I can't hear him. Can you?
I'll do it, Steve. We were not worried because the rioters, the people that were involved in the disturbance, seemed to be several blocks in front of us.
Okay.
Steve saw a store. There were beautiful leather jackets. Absolutely gorgeous leather jackets, men's jackets that were suit cut. Others were bomber jacket style. Absolutely gorgeous, beautiful soft leather, right, Steve?
Yeah, really soft leather, the kind you don't want to do. If you go down to Hilton Wilson's House of Swain.
Let me have the phone.
You know what? What I need for just you to talk, Ms. Dooley.
Yeah, he wants me to talk.
Nice.
The windows in this store, so you understand, Phil. What we saw were these jackets, and also there were women's purses and handbags. The windows are gone. The door is gone. I want to make this very, very clear. There was absolutely no lock. There was nothing that said, don't come in here, because obviously it had been, the windows had been broken in. And really, Phil, at that point, you make a judgment. I don't know if you've ever been in a riot, and God forbid you are ever in a riot, because Steve and I experienced this firsthand.
Right.
God forbid it ever happens to you, but if it does, your first instinct is to say, my God, this is someone's business. The windows and the doors have been smashed in. The valuable content of their store is exposed. And really, as a law-abiding citizen and as someone who has owned businesses, my first thought was we've got to somehow take possession of those items. And the first thing people say to you when we got back and we told them what happened, do you think you were looting? My God, Phil, I...
Well, I'm not saying that you were looting.
But, Phil, I have never been more insulted in my life. And literally, when Janice Greeley said it to me, she's a very good friend. When she said that to me, don't you feel you were looting? My God, I took a step back as if I really...
Well, it was the angina.
There was a little bit of angina. I had a chest pain because I get that when my blood pressure goes up. And I thought, my God, I've never, ever been accused of something like that by a friend of mine. And what I know about her and the checkered path of her life. And I said it to her. I said, you sleep around.
Wait, hold on for a minute. I don't want to know the particulars of your friend or whatever problems that you two have. You know,
so she is saying to me, don't you think you were looting?
Now, well, what you did was you took these jackets from the store.
We got the jackets from the store, Mr. Henry.
To protect them.
Yeah.
Because we took these jackets.
Well, were you going to, did you bring them back?
We brought back one. We brought back the jacket and we brought back a purse. And we brought that back because it was a reward. The rest of the merchandise we left at the hotel.
You brought back a jacket?
We brought back the bomber and the... And the suit coat, and I had a... And there were two really cute purses I liked. That was our reward. All right. Now, I know the store didn't give it to us. I know that we, if you will, we awarded ourselves. But I told Janice all of this. And what I got from her was, do you think you're looting? And I said to her, I said, my God, for a woman that has slept around so much, the fact that you don't have uterine cancer.
Oh, come on. This is not any of our business. And I don't see how any of this is germane. You know?
Well, it is germane when you accuse a friend of yours of looting.
All right. Let me take a break.
There's an awful lot more I want to say.
We don't want the impression left out of Wilson's House of Suede.
What has Wilson's House of Suede got to do with this?
We don't want the impression that the jackets came from Wilson, that we looted Wilson's House of Suede. This was a very good store.
No, I understand. All right, hold the line here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Bobby and Steve Dooley, who were in London, saw a store's windows broken in and went in and grabbed some merchandise. They don't see that as looting. They see it as protecting the merchandise, taking it away from looters. But when they got back here to the United States, their friends have pretty much ostracized them and have called them thieves. Now, I don't know if it stops here or where it goes, but we're going to get back to talking with them. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. I could go either way. Well, I couldn't go either way on this. I understand they're trying to protect the merchandise, but they also brought back two jackets and a couple of leather purses, which they say was their reward. Their reward. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Wilson's House of Suede.
CD.org. That's copingstrategiescd.org.
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-7445.
And welcome back. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley, the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We're talking to them about their recent trip to Great Britain. And I know that you have come back, Bobby, and you have encountered, you and Steve have encountered some recrimination. Now, the story, you know, the experience you had there, and I'm grateful that you're safe.
You know something, Phil? Thank you, because that was not even, there wasn't anyone that we spoke with when we got back here to the United States that even had the common decency and the common courage to say, thank God you're safe. because, first of all, people are very jealous of the fact that you have the money to travel. I know that America is going through very difficult times economically. I know that Great Britain is. But we are blessed, you know, and I knock on wood, we're blessed. We have the money to travel. We have the money to live well, and we do. We don't throw it up in people's faces. When I came back with Steve after the trip to London, and I said to Janice Greeley that I had a beautiful handbag for her, and she found out in a roundabout way that we had taken it from the store. I said it was a reward that I'd given myself. And
wait a minute, you tried to give your friend this handbag. Now, what are people saying?
They're saying that we looted. They say that we were part of this crowd. No, we weren't. Number one, it was very obvious, I think, to anyone that we were not part of this rabble. These are people from the neighborhood. They were people that looked desperate, and they looked young, and they looked violent, and they had the masks, Steve.
Yeah, they were ready to wear masks over their face.
But they were wearing the masks, and they were throwing stones. We were not involved in any of that. And so for Janice to say to me, were you one of the looters? You know, I looked at her and I said, are you for real? Do I look like one of, you know, the...
Yeah, we don't look like that.
There's a very distinct look on these people. I don't know if you've seen these people, Phil.
You know what, it's almost like you're saying these people on purpose.
I'm sorry, forgive me.
Well, I know that you don't mean it, but when you say these people, you know, that has a very charged... There's a sort of a charged other thing. I think people can't articulate it when they got upset with H. Ross Perot and he said, you people, your people. And they said, well, why is that racist? The only reason why I think it's perceived as racist is there is a psychological term called the other. And some people are locked into a psychological self-view as being the other. In other words, they're not part of, they're the other. And we've only identified this in the last few decades. And so I think when you say you people...
Phil, can I interrupt you?
Go ahead.
I wanted to get on with the story. I know what you're saying. I really appreciate that, but I wanted to get on with the story because, and I'll tell you why, and I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
I'm fighting for my reputation here. I have a woman who has slept around, has had a number of sexually transmitted diseases, accusing me of being a looter. And
I don't know why you have to bring that into it.
What do you mean?
Why do you have to bring in your friend's sexually transmitted diseases and the fact that she slept around? I know that she's made you angry, right?
She's made me very angry, Phil, when she said, do you feel like you're a looter? And I said, my God. I didn't even know that this was the same woman that I had planned summer tacklers with. This is the same woman. I used to... we used to trade clothing, Phil, like we were high school girls before, and I'm not trying to be, well, before she put on weight.
Well, it's obvious that you have you're commenting about this girl in a negative way. She asked you, do you feel like a looter?
Well,
no, but, you know, answer that question. Don't you feel as if you were looting?
Mike, no, I do not, and I'm very insulted by that.
Well, let's look at it on the surface, and I don't... When you walk by this store, you're on the Strand in London. I'm not sure I know where that is.
That's down at Thames River.
It's down near the river.
The Thames River?
Yeah.
All right. And you see a store, and the windows are knocked out, and the door is knocked out, and it's obviously a store that has been hit by looters.
Phil, please understand, they had the Burberry leather hobo handbag. That is a $1,400 handbag. The Burberry Brit leather jacket, that's $1,300. The Burberry dome button, how much did that be?
It's almost $1,000, the Burberry dome button, peacoat. I want to get a peacoat.
Did you hear that, Phil?
I heard peacoat.
Yeah.
What about it?
Oh, my God. $1,000 peacoat. Are you listening to what we're saying, or are you just trying to play to the minorities? Phil, I have great sympathy.
I'm not playing to any minorities, Ms. Dooley. I'm asking you, do you feel like you were a looter? When you say you didn't wear a mask, when you say...
I do not feel like a looter. I've answered that question.
All right. Everybody's been wearing masks. You say they're very young. They're running down the street. They're busting in windows. They're this, they're that, they're this and that. Now, you, on the other hand, you're not wearing a mask. You're trailing behind. You see an open store. You grab all this stuff. I didn't ask you how much did you grab?
like we grabbed, Mr. Grant, I got about 10 coats and probably about 10, 12 handbags.
10 coats and 10 handbags.
All right, well, 10 coats and 10 handbags, which you left with the hotel except for two that you gave yourselves as a reward, and that's probably what your friends are focusing on. We'll be right back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. I mean, they did leave most of the stuff with the hotel. We'll find
Phil
out.
Phil Henry. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number, 877-876-7445, as we talk here with Bobby and Steve Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And look, I appreciate you coming on the show, and I certainly appreciate you telling us what you went through. It had to have been a very traumatic thing.
Feel very appreciated by a lot of our friends. I understand that you have a job to do, but when you come home and your friends, and I know that this is the way people are so jealous of the fact that we can afford a vacation to Europe, that we're not pinching pennies and we're not going into a piggy bank to pay to literally feed our children, like so many people are. I understand that, Phil, but it doesn't mean that you're so jealous that you call your friends looters.
Well, you took jackets from this store, the windows of which were broken out.
We took the jackets out and came home with three.
Well, that's the other thing. You said you came home with two, right?
Yes.
Then your husband told me during the break that you actually had three or four.
I don't know that. I had three handbags. Steve had two of the jackets.
You said you had two handbags, and your husband had two jackets. Now you've got three handbags.
No, we took, we said, Miss Penny, if I could say, we had there about 12 jackets, and we kept half of them.
And we did. We kept half, and I know that is six. Here's why I got confused. I was thinking of two and two, the two bags, the two coats. That's four. It was actually four handbags.
All right, so you guys kept half of the stuff that you, and you don't want me to use the word loot.
No, you're not going to use the word loot because it wasn't looting.
And what do you mean I'm not going to?
I can tell you legally,
Mr. Hendry, and Phil, look, you're a good friend. I don't want to have to call a lawyer and start talking about defamation. And
what you're telling me, having walked out of a store, and I don't know, you walked out of a store with these bags or these jackets or whatever, you're telling me that this is what you did, that you did not replace this merchandise, that it was merchandise that, in other words, you brought back to the United States. First you said it was four, I guess, total. Then you said it was, not four total, it was how many? Six jackets. Then you said that, well, it wasn't just six jackets, it was six handbags, too. And, by the way, God Save the King is... Wow. So...
Who's TRN?
Just... Never mind. So, in any event, that's what you said happened, and that's what I am talking about. Why don't you call that looting?
What do you mean, God Save the King? I have God Save the King.
That's right. You wanted us to play God Save the King, right?
But I didn't want you to telegraph to the audience.
Well, I didn't know that I was supposed to. Why do you want me to play God Save the King?
I wanted you to play God Save the King to show that we are a very patriotic people in this family. And we would never in a million years do anything to hurt the England people.
All right. Well, Bobby, I don't know what to tell you. I need to take a break. We got to get some kind of technical stuff squared away here. 877-876-PHIL.
Radio for Patriots by Patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show. the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, and Bobby and Steve Dooley from Western States Homeowners Association on the line with us as we discuss the recent trip that they took to the United Kingdom. And then you weren't looting. And
I am. I don't want that word to be used again.
Sure, we started out doing the best we could on it. I went, no. And I know it sounds stupid.
Yeah, it does sound stupid, Mr. Dooley, right?
What do you mean, Bozell?
When I say Steve, that was Steve. Sorry, we have another guest that that comes on from time to time, Mr. Bozell.
Steve was giving you the Doppler effect.
I understand he gave me the Doppler effect. What has that got to do with this question of whether or not you guys were... And all right, let's not call it looting.
It certainly was not looting. And the fact that you are taking the position of a great many people at the Western States, including Janice Greeley...
And by the way, her STDs and how many men she slept with doesn't have anything to do with the problem that you guys are encountering here. The problem you're encountering is some form of being ostracized by people there.
Well, that's still, I'm the Homeowners Association president. So at some point, you have to talk to me. You have to talk to me, and you have to talk to me with respect. I am the president of the Homeowners Association, which means that we can lien your property. We can fine you for having violating different codes, okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. You violate a code.
What code does it violate not talking to you?
I don't know that it violates any specific code. I think it violates the spirit of the agreement that you're being rude to the president of the Homeowners Association. And
well, you know, you're the president of the Homeowners Association, and I don't know whether it is, legal or illegal not to talk to you. But you had, you came home, and you said to your friends and your, you know, and everybody else that you had gotten these leather jackets. Now, they said to you that they thought maybe you had looted. Is that correct?
They said that we had been looters, and I... This is very hurtful.
All right, I don't mean to hurt you, and maybe you don't know, maybe you thought you were doing a good thing. But the fact is, if you go into a store, and you are, you know, for whatever reason, taking things out of that store, and what is that?
Blessing.
All right, you're taking things...
Would you please be quiet for a minute? Would you please be quiet for a minute?
Ms. Dooley...
Would you please be quiet, Mr. Henry, please be quiet.
That's the song... There it is, Steve.
The king.
Excuse me.
Oh, my God, the disrespect.
Wow.
The disrespect. It is fascinating, your disrespect. You're supposed to shut your...
Shut up, man.
That was...
Oh, you talked.
Shut up.
No, you shut up.
Shut up.
Tell me to shut up.
Would you please shut up? Steve.
Sorry.
All right, I don't have any time for this.
Would you shut your hole? You know.
There. Is that good enough for you?
What do you want me to do?
Don't panic, bud. I just put the whole thing on hold. Telling me to shut up? I'm doing a show here. She's playing I have great respect for the United Kingdom and their national anthem, but she wants me to stop the whole show. Are they there? Ms. Dooley.
Mr. Hendry, wait.
Oh, God. I guess these guys found about the longest God Save the King they could find. Turn it off. Turn it off.
No, it's the national anthem of the United... And, of course, I recognize what you're saying, that the timing of this bit is thrown off by something that's far too long. But, you know, you can't have everything, Phil.
No, that's for sure. All right, so now we're done with that.
No, we're not done with that.
Here, I'll turn it off.
Thank you! So the point of that is what?
That is the national anthem. I'd play it again, but it's way too long. Why don't you ask the guys up there to send you a shorter version?
Look, you know what? It's all I can do to get through this show every night, so don't worry about it. The fact of the matter is, when you played that, you expected me to stop talking. And so I stopped talking, and now we are where? We're here with you still looting things.
We did not loot anything. If we looted and we felt that we had broken the law, then we would never have been arrested. Listen, it's still going.
How long is this God's turn this? How long is this song? How long is this thing, man?
I don't know.
A minute. God almighty. You know what? I'm having to do the... Don't send me a three-minute damn song. Send me something that's a minute long so we can use it in the context of a bit. I'm not doing a radio show here that features the top 40. You know, we're not playing records. So what? Now resend me that song in...
My God.
All right, I'm sorry.
My God. And I was called a looter.
Yeah, boy, that's really embarrassing.
I'm sorry, but sometimes I have to do what I got to do on the air. Because every time I'm doing it during a break, I'm hearing, we got 30 seconds, Phil.
Well, that was absolutely unnecessary.
Don't tell me what was unnecessary. You ripped off leather jackets from a store.
So I ripped them off, is that right?
Yeah, ripped them off, looted them.
Mr. Hall.
What do you mean, Mr. Hall?
Well, I too.
Yes, David.
Look, would you do me a favor? If you've got a problem with the production elements on the show, do it during a break, okay?
I would do it during a break, but I used up the last two breaks trying to get songs sent to me that actually fired.
What does that mean?
I had songs sent to me that weren't even firing. So now I get this song sent to me. It's 3 minutes long. Maybe by the end of the hour, I'll have everything just the way I want it, just in time for the end of the bit.
The only funny thing you've done in this hour... is Mr. Dooley talking about the siren in London. Look, I'm losing my throat just like you. I feel so bad. My throat feels so bad, it's almost as if you and I have been French kissing.
Oh, God.
Tell me about it. Ms. Dooley, good evening.
Yes, Mr. Hall, how are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry I had to interrupt. But I heard the way Mr. Henry was treating you. And, well, not you. I mean the engineers.
I'm glad you did call.
By the way, thank you very much for the... Yeah, it's fine, pal. Don't do it with me, though. Don't make the mistake of doing it with me.
You want to talk to me?
Who's this?
Phil!
Oh, yeah, well, look! Phil, I'm not ignoring you. I'm telling you, if you've got technical business to do, do it off the air.
I've been... The last two breaks, I've been trying to get a song sent to me, God Save the King, and...
The only way you're going to save this bit is Mr. Dooley. Is that the name?
Yeah, I'm Dooley.
You're doing.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Oh, okay. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley.
Yeah, same sort.
Are you related?
Maybe.
It's interesting because, you know, years ago...
All right, well, come on. Are we moving this along?
Yeah. Have him do that.
Do what?
The Doppler effect.
Okay, fine. Now, I asked for a minute. They've sent me 45 seconds. We'll see if this works. Well, you know what? It's really no point, but let's try it.
I'm surprised they're sending you anything after you ripped them an ass.
I didn't rip anybody an ass. I simply said, can we have a version of the song that I can use? Now, naturally, it's taking, half an hour to download this stuff. You know, this is the modern age of radio, folks, where what we do is we download a lot of things from a server or from email or however it is transmitted to me. Now, here's the problem, though. The download speed is a variable thing. We're dealing with Earthlink, which sucks. Time Warner Cable, which double sucks.
I'm surprised you have cable service after the way you've ripped them an ass.
You really ripped them a hole.
Ripped them a new one. You opened up their...
Yeah, okay, fine. You know what? I think Time Warner Cable can handle it. I really do. I think that those guys are capable of handling any kind of a rip job that I lay on them because they're big boys.
Let me just describe again. in England where they use a different kind of siren. Go, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
That's the Doppler effect we were talking about.
I understand that.
And the Doppler effect is one in which the literal tone is going to change. Oh, here we go.
Oh, God.
How dare you? Turn it off, Steve. Steve.
Yeah.
Turn it off.
I will as soon as I respond.
How dare you? How dare you? That is the national anthem of the United States. What is it? United States of Kingdom?
United States of Kingdom.
The United States of Kingdom. The United Kingdom.
That's it, yeah. And so I suppose I think you probably think you've one-upped me by knowing the name of the country, but I know the anthem.
It's very disrespectful using it this way.
What?
It's disrespectful using it this way.
I can't hear you.
Jesus.
Okay, Steve, that's enough. Kill it. So, as you can see, Phil, what we have is a situation where we have been wronged. We've been terribly wronged, my husband and I. And what we're looking for is someone to take our side.
Well, I personally think that what you guys did was, I think you stole. I think, what is that?
You can't talk.
You know, I think.
Yeah, Mr. Hall.
Yeah, David.
You gotta shut up, man. That's the national anthem of
Great Britain.
Yeah, shut up.
That's got it. So anyway, so the idea...
Yeah, go ahead. Don't let me interrupt you.
Good, thank you. The idea is that Steve and I go on vacation to Great Britain. We are immediately in the midst of this riot, and we see this store... And we see these jackets, and we take them. No, that isn't looting. Anyone that thinks so has a brain tumor.
I think what you're saying is absolutely stupid, because for most of the time that they... Yeah, there it is.
I told you!
How long do you think this joke will be over?
I don't know. We're going to have to beat this joke into the ground, because we got 7 more minutes to go with this piece of crap. So, excuse me.
Who did you call a piece of crap?
Turn that off. Thank you very much, Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, okay?
What about Dana?
Unreal.
Mr. Hall.
I can't... Yeah, David.
Look, you know, it's not my... You know, I didn't mean to jump into your show. But I heard you ripping the guys an ass, and then I hear you talking about the national anthem of the United Kingdom. And you're butting in, and you're talking over it. You can't do that. Do you understand? You can't do that.
I didn't mean to be disrespectful. She was being disrespectful by playing it every time she heard something that she didn't like. Okay?
You should have just played it and shut up. I want you to listen to about 3 minutes of their song. That's their national anthem.
I don't need 3 minutes on this show. We're not starting. I'm not kicking off a soccer. Even when you play the national anthem of any country before a sporting event, it only lasts about 30 seconds.
Well,
yeah. Thank you.
Carry on.
Yeah, carry on. I love it. Don't you love it? Those guys wouldn't know their ass from a hole in the ground about how to do it. He's out there. He's just taking... The one thing those guys know how to do is eat. You know, they know how to go out, and they know how to eat, and they know how to pay a bill, and they know how to throw down an American Express card. Now, come in here and sweat your ass off and actually do a radio show, and you do the radio show with the bare minimum... 877-876-PHIL. What are you looking at?
Well, I tell you, you just gotta suck it up.
Oh, don't give me that suck it up. Understand something, man. Sucking it up. This is not a coal mine. This is not, I'm not putting rivets in a Chevy here. I'm not looking at the clock and it's really hot on the factory floor as we're putting together Apple computers. This is a creative effort, okay? So not only am I sweating my ass off, working in a very physical format, but I'm also having to think and create and do. So I'm relying on people. I got to rely on people. It is a team effort, and everybody's got to be on it. Do you think I like flipping my lid night after night after night? Do you think I enjoy that? Do you think it's something? Do you think I look forward to doing a show where I have to do that? Don't you think I'd like to do a radio show where everything is going the way I want it to go?
Yeah, you don't want to talk about it now.
Look, man, it doesn't matter when I talk about it. Doesn't matter when I talk about it. Talk about it off the air. Talk about it on the air. It doesn't make any difference. It's the same environment. Same thing. I talked to Kevin this past weekend. We're going to be at the NAB in September. I talked to Joel Denver today, who is going to be the moderator of the panel that I'm going to be on with Bubba the Love Sponge and a few other guys. And Joel's very interested in new media.
Talk about a website.
The website. He's very interested in how radio personalities are using new media, whether it's the websites, whether it's our video casts that we're doing now, whether, you know, all these things. He's very interested in knowing just what's going on out there in the world of talent, because this is where it's at now, you see. We're the guys that are making the money. The traditional radio arms that we worked with, they don't make money anymore. We can't rely on them to make any money anymore. So because we're the guys that are out making the money, more and more, we got to be the ones calling the shots, see? So we're going to talk about that in September. I can't wait to get to Chicago for that one. We'll be right back. Vernon Dozier next to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.